WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. A little breathless here. Joyce the voice at the controls. It's summer. It is hot and it is humid. And I guess we shouldn't complain. We're getting ready for the 4th of July and gonna start us off with something that's totally in the mood. Let's see if we can get things ready to go here. Let's see. No, it's not liking the CD. Let's see if it does it this way. Nope. Okay, we'll go to, maybe I'll try this one. For some reason, it's not liking this CD. I don't know either. There we go. Okay, let's try. Ah, spit it out again. Come on. Technology, don't you love it? Yes, yes, yes. So, hope you're safe out there on the roads. Look for some... here's something that you should make sure you know. It says, no matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids and you to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids and you are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. I don't start my car. I will not move until everybody in my car is buckled up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. For more information, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. All right, looks like this is finally ready to go.
We'll be right back. Be the nation of any size or shape, whose citizens behave like naked apes and drop their litter where they please, just like we did when we swung from trees. But blessed be the nation, and blessed be the prize, when citizens of any shape or size can speak their mind for whatever reason without being jailed or accused of treason. Cursed be the nation without equal education, where good schools are something that we ration, where the wealthiest get the best that is able, and the poor are left with crumbs from the table. Blessed be the nation that keeps its waters clean, where an end to pollution is not just a dream, where factories don't blow poisonous smoke, and we can breathe the air without having to choke. Cursed be the nation where all play to win and too much is made of color of the skin, where we do not see each other as sister and brother, but as being threats to each other. Blessed be the nation with health care for all, where there's a helping hand to those who fall, where compassion is in fashion every year, and people, not prophets, is what we hold dear.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight.
Virgil Caine is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stonewall's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were singing, they went with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't
Yay. Jimi Hendrix. Oh, boy. Star Spangled Banner from the Woodstock Festival. Oh, I've got two L's in there. We got to fix that. Oh, it's not letting me get in there to fix that. All right. Well, I don't know why. So that was from August 18th. I've got 1069. Oh, my God. I have to go in and fix this. Let's see. Huh. I don't know. What's with this software program? Anyway, before that, Joan Baez, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down off the Joan Baez Classics Volume 8. The Voodoo Child, the Jimi Hendrix Collection was the CD that I got that Star Spangled Banner off of. Studs Terkel. Boy, that was intense. Blessed Be the Nation. It's so true. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? A tribute to Pete Seeger is the CD. And the U.S. Continental Army Band, America the Beautiful, with Sergeant Janine Ross, the vocalist. And the song was Here's to America. The release is called Here's to America. Boston Pops Orchestra with Keith Lockhart conducting. And it's a Glenn Miller song, American Patrol. It's off of a Runnin' Wild CD on RCA Victor. And the U.S. Continental Army Band, Here's to America again, and the Stars and Stripes Forever. So that was my patriotic opening up for the 4th of July coming tomorrow. And it's going to be gorgeous weather, so hope everybody has fun plans in place. And some of you go down to the Esplanade and watch the fireworks and hear the music, and all good. So we're going to go into some other music now, something from a dear friend. And this is from a few years back, but nevertheless, let's see. Yep, we want this one. WMFO Medford, live from Tufts University. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Also, a program note, I had hoped that my friend, Dove Bear Marchette, would join us on the program. He's a wonderful artist and has had many shows recently in Italy with his what I call conceptual art, but he wasn't feeling quite up to it, so hopefully we'll reschedule, and so we've got that to look forward to. Thank you. Okay, that was Naftali's Dream. The CD is called Blood, and it was a Turkisher is what it's called. Glenn Dixon wrote that, and he is the clarinetist. There's Gary Bowen on cornet, Michael McLaughlin on accordion, Andrew Stern on guitar, Jim Gray on tuba, and Eric Rosenthal on drums. Pretty wild. That was recorded at Dimension Sound Studios in Jamaica Plain in 2013. Well, before that, we had new music from Ezekiel's Wheels Klezmer Band. And I got to hear them live last week at the Regatta Bar, and they were phenomenal. Just great. We heard two selections, one from their newest CD, Turning Point. I can't speak today. Chidishad Nigunim. And the one before that was Doina and Freilach. And it's from the CD called Transported. Their internationally recognized klezmer ensemble, Ezekiel's Wheels, brings blah, 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 passion, virtuosity, and contagious energy to every performance. We all got up and danced. I mean, it was so fun. The Wheels improvise with the intimacy of chamber music and the intensity of a rowdy dance band. Hee-haw. The Wheels' unique style was forged in the subway stations and farmers markets of Boston, where the informal setting and ever-changing audience created an ideal environment for musical experimentation. They entered the 2012 Boston Jewish Musical Festival's Klezmer Idol Competition, winning first place and a recording session. With a brand new EP under their belt, they won both the jury-awarded City Winery Prize for Best Klezmer Ensemble and the Audience Pick Award at the 3rd Biennial International Jewish Music Festival in Amsterdam. Wow! Ezekiel's Wheels features Abigail Reisman on violin, Jonathan Cannon, also on violin, Kirsten Lamb, upright bass, Nat Seelan on clarinet, and Pete Finelli, trombone. They perform regularly across New England, around the United States, and occasionally around the world. You can go to their website, ewklezmer.com/shows, for an updated schedule. Well, I was really glad to see that these came to me in time for this show today. So that was fantastic. And, right, we're going to go next to, let's see, here we go.
يا ريتني طايرة